If you care at all about your piano, you really should have it tuned twice a year, not twice a decade as some of us do. But now someone's invented a device that could enable a piano to stay permanently in tune. Don Gilmore is the inventor, and he joins us from his office in Kansas City. Hi, Mr. Gilmore.
Hello.
Tell us about your invention. How does it work?
It's just an ordinary piano, really. There's no motors, no moving parts. What we do is we provide a magnetic coil, which is very similar to a guitar pickup. We require a little bitty one for each and every string in the piano so that they're all independently measured and there's no background noise and no interference from other strings. We evaluate that with an electronic circuit, and we tune the strings by actually controlling the temperature of the strings. And by adjusting the temperature of the string by passing electrical current through the string, we adjust the pitch of the string.
Mm-hmm. And you use a computer to tell you where the string should be at?
Right. Actually, the piano will be tuned by an actual technician, the master technician at Story & Clark Factory.
Story & Clark is the piano maker. That's who will be making it,
yes. Mm-hmm. And the master technician's tuning will be then stored. We will measure where the piano is at and store that. So really all the circuit is doing is repeating an actual hand tuning.
Mm-hmm. There's a moment when you turn on the tuner and you tune the strings, or is this constantly being tuned while you play?
No, it occurs when you first turn it on. You will only operate the system while you're playing. In other words, before you decide you're going to play, you'll turn the system on. It will go through a warming procedure and actually literally tune it for that day, whatever your conditions are in your room that day, the weather, whatever. It's going to go back to its factory tuning, and then when you're done, you'll turn it off again, and then next time you use it the next day, you'll go through the same procedure. The main thrust of the device is not necessarily to eliminate tunings entirely forever, but to be able to tune a piano on a day-to-day basis, because a piano basically spends most of its time out of tune. You get it tuned one day, and it sounds beautiful, and then 2 weeks later you're starting to notice it's a little off, and then it just gets worse from there.
And that's because of humidity and temperature and
there's a lot of factors that mm-hmm. affect that. But if you thought about a guitar player only being able to tune his guitar twice a year, then it gives you an idea how much a pianist is at the mercy of his instrument.
That would be horrible, wouldn't
right.
it? Yeah, I never thought of it that way. Well, good luck to you. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Don Gilmore is a mechanical engineer whose latest invention is the self-tuning piano. He spoke with us from Kansas City.